Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The president of the Palestinian Authority denies that there was a Jewish temple in Jerusalem, and at the same time, he denies Christian theology. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, in a recent speech, denied that there was ever a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, which is part of a campaign to eradicate Jewish history at the Temple Mount, as well as the rest of the land of Israel. By Abbas's denial of the Jewish temple, at the same time, he has undermined the teaching of the New Testament and the life of Jesus Christ. Because if there was no temple in Jerusalem, the biblical account of Jesus chasing the money changers out of the temple would mean that there would be no truth to biblical history and Christian theology. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
By denying that there was ever a Jewish temple in Jerusalem, the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas not only denies Jewish history, Christian theology, but the truth of Bible prophecy as well. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has been a person that stands in the face of history by first denying that the Holocaust ever took place. In recent years, Mahmoud Abbas has been leading the charge against biblical history in his denial of there ever being a Jewish presence on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. This denial contradicts both secular history and biblical history as well. The Old Testament records the fact of the first temple in Jerusalem being built by King Solomon. That's 2 Chronicles 3. Abbas contradicts the biblical account of the second temple in Jerusalem built by Zerubbabel, who led 50,000 Jews back to Jerusalem from the Babylonian captivity in order to build the second temple. That's recorded in Ezra chapters 1 through 6. The Gospel of John tells us that Herod the Great took a number of years to refurbish the second temple that stood in Jerusalem in the times of Jesus Christ. That's John chapter 2 and verse 20. In fact, the account of Jesus throwing the money changers out of the temple, found in John chapter 2 as well, verses 13 to 16, took place at the beginning of the ministry of Jesus, and a repeat of that same activity by Jesus at the end of his ministry, Matthew 21, verses 12 to 13, proves that there was a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount, and Jews were present there for over 1,000 years. Zechariah 6, verses 12 and 13, says that Jesus Christ, a Jew, will return to the earth and build another temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Palestinian Authority President Abbas is wrong. Bible prophecy has been and will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...